times in our lives. We all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me.
Hey, y'all. I'm going to try something different this week on the No BS News Hour. I'm going to skip the talk of the president, the mayor, the stock market, the world. It's all wrapped up in a continual loop, which makes me anxious and puts me on edge. It tends to drown out the beautiful things that float my spirits. I'm sure yours too. Things like friends, maybe, and family, most definitely. So in the spirit of the holidays, we're going to drop the news of mayhem and corruption this week and focus on what love is. So this week, we bring you two stories, both about a pair of unconventional friendships. In the second half of our show, you'll hear about an intervention I've arranged for our friend Joe the intern. But first, we bring you a story about an old man, Harold, and an old reclusive woman named Annie. Harold's a good guy, but he's also a reminder that we grow good and sturdy men here, even if we tend to forget they're standing tall right next to us in our collective forest. So let me take you to the east side of Detroit.
Annie! Annie!
This is the story of an old woman living in an old house in an old part of town, and an old man who is her unlikely friend. Gratiot Avenue is damp this morning. Traffic crackles past the old house, sounding like the static from an old wireless radio. No passing motorist would know an aging recluse withers away inside that rotting house.
People still break in?
Huh? I don't think so. I don't know why. I think they think she's not quite right, so they kind of leave her alone. You know, usually they stay away from people like that.
Who's they?
Well, neighborhood people.
Thieves?
Yeah.
Yeah, bad people.
Exactly. They're kind of scared of crazy people, the people they think are crazy. So.
Just kill the sane ones.
Yeah, that's.
How insane is that?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you. It's unbelievable.
I'll go see.
Sure. Have fun. You know you love her.
Harold and Annie became neighbors when they were young. Harold opened a business next to her house in 1971. She was ornery then, bickersome. They never got along, and still don't. But Annie is 90 years old now and feeble, and it is left to Harold, an old man himself, to look after her, because that's what a decent man does.
Got a key, huh?
Yeah.
We got a locksmith.
Yeah, I have to check, you know, every once in a while.
What do you argue once in a while, you know?
I did a story about them a few years ago.
Well, you look a lot happier and younger now.
Yeah, I just had a shot of liquor.
And then a few years after that, and I come by around the holidays sometimes to be reminded about what love is, even when you despise the person you love.
Annie, are you here?
Whenever he opens her door, Harold is afraid he'll find Annie dead, or worse,
that Annie got a gun. After all, Annie shot her second husband 5 times. He lived, but seeing how things were, he moved along. And so did the third husband. Today, Harold finds Annie in bed, bundled in a winter coat and dirty blankets, the drapes drawn closed against the cold winter sky.
Annie!
Yeah, I'm here.
It's Harold.
I'm here.
I see. How you doing?
I'm all right.
It's Charlie LaDuff here.
Huh?
Charlie LaDuff's here to see you.
Who? Hi,
Annie. The guy that did the news story on you?
Yeah.
He's here. All
right.
Happy Thanksgiving. You look the same.
Yeah.
She don't change.
That's
you
not...
look different.
A little bit.
I was talking to John, and he said that you wanted to get a hold of me. I don't feel good.
Well, that's okay. We're not here to...
You say that, don't you? You have to get up. I brought you some crackers.
I don't look good. I don't feel good, so I don't want to go on television.
Well, he's not got a camera. So
this time I have a tape recorder.
Oh, yeah?
And I don't know if you care or you know, but you mean something to the people of Detroit. They remember you. So you know I come every couple of Thanksgivings.
People they ask
are
about
curious
you.
If they do.
They ask about you.
This time of year, I get
people,
phone calls about
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
How's that lady doing? I said, I'll go see.
I know a lot of people, I try not to recognize what I was wearing on television, but people recognize. They knew who I was.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not Tootsie, huh?
Uh-huh.
That cat, it's a kitten. That's not Tootsie anymore.
That's my baby. That's the little one, my little. Okay.
Did Tootsie pass away?
Huh?
What happened to Tootsie?
I got 4 here now. I did have more, but I this is enough. This is the baby.
That's the baby.
I brought you minestrone soup and some crackers.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to put those in the kitchen for you.
Looks well enough underneath the woolen cap and dirty blankets, but it's easy to see a mania has taken grip. The hoarding has overtaken her living room. Rotting food litters the floor. She accuses Harold of stealing her underpants and giving them to his wife. Harold lets this go. They talk the stuff of elderly people, of friends.
I just seen if you got socks and shoes and stuff.
I got everything.
Okay.
And the cat's taking the dump in the corner.
You need a plate, right?
Yeah. Your cats are messing in the corner, I see.
Yeah, she's got everything. She's got shoes and boots.
Oh, yeah, I got everything.
So tennis shoes, look at them tennis shoes there, Charlie.
Yeah.
Let me see that. Lots of hats.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey.
Oh, she wears hats and socks.
So you're good?
Yeah.
You ache a little bit?
Today we go and get more turkey. So you're going to get all week.
You can eat turkey all week, eh?
Yeah.
Lots of turkey sandwiches, pickles. Turkey,
everything.
Everything. Pumpkin pie?
Yeah, and whipped cream, everything.
How's your feet? Your feet were bothering you last time I saw you.
It still does.
Let me see where.
I got an ingrown toenail here.
Well, why don't you go, Annie? They do that for you for free.
That's right.
Any of the foot clinics.
They fix it?
They cut your toenails once a month for you?
Yeah.
They cut mine.
Yeah. I got an ingrown toenail, and boy, is it sore.
Get a hold of somebody, take you to a podiatrist. They do that for free. They get paid for it.
Oh, yeah, when?
Anytime you want, yeah. Just find a podiatrist, call up, and tell them you're on your old net, and if you want your feet trimmed, and they'll do it for you. You put it in a hot tub of water? Yeah. They put it in a hot tub of water.
Yeah.
And it stirs it, and then they cut your toenails, and they put cream on it. And then twice a year, or once a year, they give you a brand new pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're old enough. You're older than me, so you can get it, too.
Yeah, I'm old.
That's government working for you.
I know.
You know, you two sound really old.
Not old. Yeah, it's this toe here.
Yeah, I can imagine. I know that hurts.
It does.
They'll take care of it for you, I'm telling you.
I'll tell you how it looks.
Okay, yeah, there's dust coming off those sides.
Lady.
Those are infected.
You're going to lose your foot.
I might.
Well, you go to the podiatrist.
You're halfway there, honey.
Yeah?
You have to get that fixed.
Where do you go?
I'll find out for you.
All right.
You will?
Yeah.
You're a good guy.
Annie, your foot's red and green. And you probably should put a clean sock on it.
I know. Well, white sock is all right.
That's not a clean sock. Where's your sock? Oh, girl.
I'm all right. You want me to walk you to the door?
Walk me to the kitchen here. Let me put these this soup away. You can cook some warm soup for lunch. What happened to the furnace we put in?
Right here.
It's freezing.
It's a space heater.
You don't want the one.
Okay, I don't like too much heat.
Annie, you shouldn't put your underwear on the heat space heater like that. That'll catch on fire.
That's right. It's not on.
Okay.
Clear a space on the dirty shelf so Annie can find the can of soup and packages of crackers. Harold stuffs old clothes in the hole in the broken window pane. The winter's blowing in. Annie watches with the kitten in her hands.
Well, I might as well ask you like I do every year.
Oh, yeah?
You still love the guy?
Huh?
You love the guy?
What guy?
Harold.
Harold?
Yeah.
No, I hate his guts.
See?
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 Yeah.
That's what I get.
How'd you get in here? With the key?
Yeah.
Oh, you got the key.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to come in and check on you. When are you going to give me that desk?
When I die.
Oh, okay. Then I'll probably never get it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to live forever.
I think you are.
Yeah.
You're tough.
Okay.
All right. You want to get out of your hair.
There's some cake in the corner here. Don't forget that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We might have to get that dumpster back.
That was my pumpkin cake.
Okay, you're going to lock this door. We'll lock the one downstairs.
Okay.
You lock this
one. Okay.
It's good to see you, Annie.
Okay.
You going out or you going back to bed?
I'm going back in.
Okay, let me give you a kiss.
It's warming.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
Thank you.
And you look well.
I'll find out about the doctor for you.
Okay, let me know.
All right.
Thank you.
It's been written that you give very little of yourself when you give away your possessions. It's when you give of yourself that you truly realize what love is and that the meaning of life is to be found in one another.
Shouldn't be here, but again, she's happy here. She lives in that room with the cats, and she gets mad, and then she gets happy, and I don't know. I really don't know what to do. I'm caught between a rock and a hard spot. I would like to have her someplace. She could be in a heated place, but I don't. Again, I don't know what to do. If I do it, and then something happens to her because I've done that, because I get her taken out of here, then I'm going to feel bad.
I love you, man.
You're the same kind of guy. What are you talking about?
Well, it's good to see an uncle to remind you, because all of us get mad and selfish and tired, want to point the finger at each other, blame other people.
That's right.
The only medicine to make that go away is do something for somebody.
That's right. And even if it's just a little bit, you know, some little thing you can do.
Why don't we remind everybody of here, Bob, to read these, man. These are from the sponsors that make the show possible. NoBSNewsHour.com.
American Coney Island, founded by Gus Karros in 1917, is Detroit's oldest family-run restaurant and is the original home of the famous Detroit Coney dog with chili, mustard, and Vidalia onions. And located in downtown Detroit at Lafayette and Michigan Avenue, it's a favorite place of cops and kids and me. And since food there is always fresh, always delicious, and the joint is always open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the dogs snap when you bite them, and the chili is an old family recipe made especially for the American Coney dog. It's been featured on the Today Show, Andrew Zimmer's The Zimmer's List, Iron Chef Michael Simmons, Food Feuds, and the Travel Channel's Food Wars, where it's won Best Coney Dog in Detroit. You know why? Because it's the best Coney dog.
It really is.
Can't come to downtown? They also have locations at the Detroit Zoo and the D Hotel in Las Vegas. Or, you know what you can do? You can just order a Coney Island kit straight to your door or a friend's door. For the holidays, people love Coneys. Go to AmericanConeyIsland.com. Get your Coney kit. And some of us are secure with our finances right now. You know, right now. But might not be as prepared as we need to be for planning for our future financial obligations. Whether it be pension planning, life insurance, college savings, or tax-deferred investments, Luke Nowacki can help answer all of your questions and help plan for your future finances. Call Luke at 248-663-4748. That's call Luke at 248-663-4748 to set up a plan today. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. Membership, FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, and services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. Thanks so much. Great supporters of the podcast.
I got to call Luke. I've been meaning to get the life insurance.
Well, I need to call Luke because I had put my stuff on hold because I had a bad feeling about the year, and now I need to get it reinvested.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're smart, but remember, we're not going to talk about the anxieties of the market today.
We're not. We're not indeed.
Part two of the show today is Joe the intern.
Yeah, Joe.
You know the struggles of Joe the intern. He's trying to make it late in life as an artist, a cultural observer, and a reporter. But Joe, as you know, if you listen to the show, keeps getting tossed out of political events and kabuki theater that goes on around. Joe tends to think it's his hardball questions that the politicos don't want to answer. But maybe, I keep telling Joe, just maybe, it's his grooming habits. Sorry, there's just no other way to say it. It's that hat and the shirt. And
well, he got kicked out of the place. He claimed he was wearing a suit.
Well, you know, and somebody has to say it straight to him. And so I made a call to an old friend of both of ours. I want you to please enjoy this story about two old friends, Joe DiMarco and Wissam Zaney. Story about brothers in a dead man's suit. And the language is a little raw, but it's real. Hope you enjoy it.
Friend, a person other than a family member, spouse or lover whose company one enjoys and towards whom one feels affection. An associate who provides assistance. Bud, buddy, chum, mate, pal, crony, amigo, bro, boyfriend, booster, champion. F-R-I-E-N-D.
This is Wissam Zaney. I'm here at the home of Joe DiMarco awaiting his arrival. We're going to have a discussion about his image. We were scheduled to meet at noon. It's now 12:44. So we'll probably talk about punctuality as well.
What are you doing, man?
It's good to see you. Give me a hug. You look good.
How you doing, man?
You all right?
Yeah.
You've been here a long, how long you been here living in Detroit?
In Detroit?
Yeah, you were born and raised here, right?
I was raised here. I wasn't born here, but...
That's a big motherfucker. He just took off.
Shit.
Yo, like I let her out on purpose. I was walking in the fucking house and she just ran out. It's my fucking fault? I've experienced a minor delay. Fucking dog got out and was running all over the fucking neighborhood. Olive. Joe, come call her. She's right here at Giffords. How the fuck are you going to have a dog that doesn't listen to you?
She'll run away if I call her.
Not to change the subject, dude, but that's a fucking ugly-ass hat. You can't fucking wear that hat when you're out doing the job. That's fucked up.
This hat is not... You know how many people...
What are you, an army fucking ranger?
Women pulled me up at stop signs and said they like this hat.
Women stop the traffic lights to compliment that fucking hat.
Yeah, I get compliments on this hat all the time.
They're fucking with you, Joe. That hat needs to go. Come on, Olive. Come on. Come on. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl, Olive.
They put in businesses like that McDonald's.
Right.
This dollar store. They have the green light, and they have a bunch of high-def cameras.
So they got cameras lining this area?
Right. McDonald's.
They got rid of the hookers and all that shit?
They got rid of the good hookers. Now there's only... Remember the Vegas showgirl-looking ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, them are gone.
Remember that day I was working and you fucking called me because you picked up that hooker?
I did not pick nobody up. I stopped to buy oil.
Okay.
And the bitch jumped in my car while I was knocking on the door. The gas station was locked. And I'm like, hey, I need some oil.
Right.
This bitch is jumping in my car. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but wasn't that you? That wasn't what you. You
had, wasn't getting out of my car. I had to call the station.
Yeah,
man.
You're right. You called for help, but you said it was a dude.
Yeah, it was. It was a fucking tranny.
Come on, Joe.
A little purse with him. I was going to snatch him out the car, and he reached in his purse and had a knife right there. I'm like, wait, I'm not going to get cut by this bitch. You just sit still. I'll call my brothers. I went there to get oil. Because the light was on. When you have no oil, and there's no oil pressure because there's no oil.
Did you know it was a man, though, right away?
Yeah, you can tell when they're close up like that.
Did he have what was he wearing?
Adam's apple and manly shoulders and manly hands. And
what was she wearing?
Shit on their face like this, and they didn't shave good, you know.
What was he
They
like?
Only look real from a distance. When you get close up, you can tell.
And let me ask you this. Why are you doing what you're doing with Charlie?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Up till now, you've been kicked out of every fucking place you've went to. I know why you do what you do. People don't know why, but I personally know because I've worked with you for a long time.
Why the fuck am I doing
it? I think you care about the city. You care about people. You want to do the right thing. I think you don't like corruption. You don't like bad stuff. You saw the city go down. But this is the thing. Your assumption that these people are kicking you out because of the questions isn't 100%.
Yeah,
listen.
They're blocking me off before I can even try to ask a question.
Okay, but why?
They're forming a wall.
So what do they see, Joe?
They see this.
Okay.
And they're like, oh shit, there's somebody over here that we didn't invite.
All right.
And he's going to ask them questions that we don't
Do you think your professional image has anything to do with it, though? You need to have a style, though, Joe.
Well,
the problem is...
That hat is part of my style.
That hat has to go. I'm sorry. Joe, wear the hat in your fucking personal time. You cannot wear that hat places. We need to work on your hair, number one.
See, that hat protects...
Listen to me. Let me finish. I love you. I'm not sitting here trying to fucking put you down. I want you to be successful, Joe.
Joe, wait.
I'm not saying that you have to put on a three-piece fucking suit and look like these fucking tight-ass motherfuckers that are on TV every day. They're fake as fuck. At the end of the day, we need to find your own style. We need to find how you feel comfortable. But you need to start thinking about...
People love that hat.
Fuck that. Nasty. Dude, that fucking hat is like... It, look at it. It's all fucking degraded and...
It's like a safari hat.
We're not on safari, motherfucker.
I am. I'm stalking down the truth.
That hat.
I'm stalking politicians to get them to tell the truth.
God damn it, Joe.
Big game.
Why do you got a...
Big game.
Listen to me. How old are you? How old are you? Fucking 60 now? How the fuck old are you?
I'm not 60. Don't rush it.
50-something?
Something.
56, 57?
Right, right. What are you getting at?
The point is I know you're set in your ways. It's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. Well, but at the end of the day, this comes down to how good you feel about yourself. You need to start thinking about that. Where the fuck are you going? I'm trying to fucking talk to you, and you're fucking running around like a fucking loose... Where's your mind at? Do you agree with any of it at all? Is it pretty something much, we can come to any compromise on?
But I don't see the hat being part of the problem. The hat makes me feel good. It's my character. And I can throw it on over this fucking...
That's because... So now we get to the real issue. You're wearing the hat because you don't want to address the hair on your head. I get it.
No, the hair...
I mean, you look like fucking Ron Jeremy on fucking crack. That's what you look like. We need to fucking change this shit. We can't have you looking like this fucking hot mess. Listen, I came today with clothes for you, some nice stuff to look good, but at the end of the day, I see this is more work than just fucking changing your attire. We're gonna have to make an appointment at a salon. Your fucking hair's all knotted up and shit. You have to make it a point every day to wake up and take a shower, brush your teeth, and comb your...
Shower.
Wait, don't move these motherfuckers yet.
I have to boil water. Listen, I haven't had hot water here since this time last year.
Why?
The tank broke. I don't have the money to fix it.
Hot water's a big deal. You can't take a shower every day. But if I fix the fucking hot water, your ass needs to take a shower every day.
Right.
Not for me. You're going to feel good about yourself.
Hot water. Let me start some coffee. You want some coffee?
Yeah, let's have some coffee.
This is yesterday's coffee.
I got you a couple turtlenecks. Because the turtlenecks, I think I'm all about the fucking turtlenecks. With a nice jacket and some good slacks, you can make it look good. And it does well with your body and your shape. When you're out in the field, you need your cargo pants. These are some nice ones. I'll get you some more of these. This is Croft and Barrow. This is a good brand. This isn't cheap shit. This is a chance for you to really do good. Not for just yourself, Joe, but the information that you're seeking to uncover is going to help people. So if you don't want to change your professional limit, let me finish.
Listen.
Yes, you are. No answer is a fucking answer in the world of public opinion, okay? So listen to me. If you don't want to make the choices to change how you look for yourself, which that primarily should be what it's about, make the choice to do this for the people that you're serving. This suit is very special. And this is a 38 by 30. And this is a Ralph Lauren suit. Now, my grandpa didn't get buried. He was cremated. Okay?
Right.
So, but when we did the viewing, he wore this suit.
But I'm wearing a dead guy's suit now.
Let me
last
just... Can I give you... It's been dry cleaned. Okay, the dry clean tags are still on it. But what was special about this suit is he met my grandma in this suit. So, in essence, I'm bringing you this suit to carry on something special. Something beautiful, Joe. You see the beauty in it, I hope. I hope that it brings you blessings as well, is my hope for you.
Give you my suit pants. I got it dry cleaned. Last time I was wearing...
No washing machine shit.
Right. The last time I was wearing these are my suit pants. It goes to one of the suits in there. But I was wearing them without the suit just because I needed some pants and they look nice.
Yeah. What about dress shoes? Do you have any stylish
type? I was over there at their house and something really funny happened. I bust out laughing. I accidentally shit my pants.
You got a dress shirt?
None is clean.
All right, good. You can put this on with this sweater. It shows you how to simplify it. It'll give you a little flair and style anyway.
Oh, man.
What are you doing in there? Bring your fucking ass out here. We got to get this shit done. The problem
is... This one, I didn't have no plastic on it, so now I got to have it cleaned again. But that's a nice suit.
Where's the pants for?
What's wrong with it? I just showed them
to you. The ones you shit your pants in?
Oh, my God.
You're not wearing anything you shit your pants in.
They're
just put that to the side. Even if it's clean, it's bad luck. It's not normal to shit your pants, dude. Not at your age. What I want you to do
is...
It is nice. I want you to put this on. Yeah. And instead of, since you don't have a button shirt to wear with it, I want you to wear this black sweater so you'll wear the black sweater with this. Now, you can do that with suits. All right?
Yeah.
If this was a different color, you could throw on a turtleneck, right? If this was an earth tone, you could do a turtleneck with it and it would look good.
Different wants me to live and suffer. Misery and suffering.
Listen, you cannot blame other people for how you live. You can't. You hear me?
Huh?
You cannot blame other people for how you live.
Even if it's their fault.
I want you to stop blaming. Let's quit blaming people and say, you know what? Today I'm taking control of my life. What happened yesterday, I don't give a shit about. From this day forward, you're going to have personal responsibility for your actions, and we're not blaming anybody else. What is that, a turd? Does the toilet flush? Do you actually have water?
And the toilet flushes, but it's one of them low flow flushes.
So how do you... Then don't leave the turd in the toilet, Joe. Use a brush, put it down in the hole.
Damn.
Goddamn house is fucking sideways.
That's not my fault. I can't take responsibility for the house being sideways.
You got a hairbrush?
Yeah.
Use the motherfucking hairbrush.
I'm putting fucking stuff in my hair right now. It's hand lotion. It works great, though.
You get your hot water, that means you can shower every day. But you can't be washing these clothes on your own, dude. They got to go to a dry cleaner. You got to wear clothes, nice creases, clean lines, and you got to fucking shave and shit. Would you be open?
Shaving shit is right here.
What do you got, three fucking razors?
So this thing can deal with it.
Do you shave everywhere?
It
is a normal part of society. You have to trim.
No.
Everywhere.
No.
So what are you saying? That shit's been growing for 50 fucking years? Is that what you're saying?
It falls out and gets replaced by new hair.
But you got a big ass bush.
Right.
Joe, you need to trim that, dude. How are you going to get a lady? Fuck the job part.
Wait, do they look at your fucking bush?
Yes, they do. They want a man that's kept.
No, first they got to get you naked before they see the bush. They can't tell if you got a bush or not until they've got you naked.
Okay, but at the end of the day.
You've done closed the fucking deal by then.
Not necessarily. You think that if a woman in this day and age saw this humongous fucking 50-year-old bush growing there, God knows what it looks like, that you wouldn't find that they wouldn't fucking get up and leave?
They haven't yet.
Whatever.
They may not come back, but they don't leave.
God damn it.
Fuck you, man.
Get the back too, dude. You got to brush. Let me brush. Give me the fucking brush, dude. You're putting hand lotion in your hair, Joe. There's white streaks. Do you know what that looks like? Are you fucking kidding me? You got to rub that in better. And look, see, this is why you have to go to a barber.
This is what I mean.
If I lift this up, fucking hairy ass back and shit. We're taking you for a fucking salon day. We're going to take you for a pedi, too, because I can't even imagine what your fucking feet look like. Are you trimming your toenails?
Am I showing my toenails to the mayor?
Hey, mayor, look, I got questions. It's about feeling good about yourself, head to toe.
The coffee's ready. My back is.
Remember we used to do that? I'll scratch your fucking back.
Is this shit recording?
Yeah. You good? I don't scratch other men's backs, Joe. I do it for you because you're a good guy. And I know you do it for me. Hell, you've done it for me. God damn it. Thanks. Fuck. Don't even say it. I just threw up in my mouth.
What, man? Those are good memories.
All right, go change, Joe. Put on the suit. Don't tell me it don't fit. Your fucking ass. So 30. Are you fucking kidding me? Stop. I very distinctly.
There'll be a suit over this and it'll be
fine. Doesn't matter. If it doesn't fit, I got to get you one that fits. Pull it down below your belly and try and buckle it. You can't be wearing pants that don't fucking snap. So you were wrong again, cocksucker. I told you. What size, Joe, do you wear? You said 38.
Right.
So you're in a fucking 40 at least. That's about it. Yeah, you're a 40.
If there's a button here, or it's way back there. But what are that? These are 38s. They fit perfectly. Actually, they're loose.
Those are jeans. A suit is a different style. See? Different 38. Cuts. Okay. All right.
And they fit perfectly. They'll slide off. That's I need fine. To go. So what is it? 38, 39? What the fuck? It's not a number.
I'm going to get you a 40. But anyway, do what you were doing in the first time. But you can't wear white socks with this shit. I mean, am I clear on that? Do you have black socks or do you need some?
I gotta get some.
All right, we'll get you some black socks. When you dress like this, you can't be wearing colored fucking t-shirts under a button shirt or under a sweater. It has to be a nice white tee that fits nice to your neck.
I don't have a whole lot of them either.
All right, I'll get you some. Put that sweater on and we'll put the coat on. Looks nice.
See, look, you never know.
Would you calm down? Now listen.
You never know.
You still would have to tuck that into the pants.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
So you need to go for a we're going to go with a 2X. You don't have a fucking washboard abs, okay? You got to, don't put those fucking boots on. Are you fucking kidding me?
Ah, love story.
Joe and Wassam.
Wassam Zaini, if y'all don't remember or you don't know him, he was president of the paramedics union. Fought long and he fought hard and he fought the power to bring people what they not only need but deserve, which is prompt ambulatory service. Rigs were breaking down. And do you remember that New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
They were stuck on the southwest side and
bang, 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 bang.
The AKs were going off and the ARs were going off and the wagon was broken down and nobody was coming to get them.
Yeah.
Just he's one of the real ones.
He's one of the real ones, saved a lot of lives.
It's not over. And I didn't know Joe didn't have water. I didn't know, Joe, we got to get Joe water.
Well, it sounded like Sam was going to help him out.
So you can go to our website, NoBSNewsHour.com, and donate. We'll get Joe a hot water heater. And, of course, the NoBSNewsHour.com crew is my man to my left here, Bob. Karen's at home sick today. Matt's the sound editor. Jason's our tech guru. Joe's our intern. And there's me, Charlie LaDuff.
And it's all no bullshit.
Part of the Red Shovel Studio Network. And we are rebroadcast on 9:10 a.m. Detroit Superstation, the voice of the community. Remember, go to our website, click subscribe, or you can go to iTunes or any other apps, and be sure to give us a rating on iTunes. A good rating's better than a bad one, but I won't tell you what to do.
Thumbs up.
And remember, everybody, love, like rust, is eternal. And in America, we have plenty of both. Try to love one another. Thanks for listening.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.